This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The losing streak has hit six straight for the Minnesota Twins after a rain-shortened six-inning setback to the Reds last night in Cincinnati, the final 4-2. Minnesota manager Rocco Baldelli says starting pitcher Bailey Ober took the loss, but he thought he threw well.
Both his command and his stuff, they were clearly better. They were improved from his last outing and even his last couple of outings. This was the best he's thrown the ball in a while.
Bailey Ober went 5 2/3 innings. He struck out 5. He did allow 9 hits and 4 runs, but Baldelli says
he took a step forward today. It was overall a very solid outing, and it looked like Bailey. He threw the ball very well. I had talking with Pete during the game. He's like, hey, this is what we've been wanting him to do. And the way that the ball came out of his hand, it was sharp. He made a lot of good pitches. And, you know, obviously disappointing in some ways because he gave up some runs, but he threw the ball good.
Byron Buxton homered on the game's first pitch. There's daytime baseball today in Cincy as the two teams play a matinee to wrap up the three-game series, the Reds going for the sweep. The AAA Saints lost for a seventh straight time. They fell at home to Toledo last night 6-4. The next game for the Minnesota Lynx comes on Saturday night at home against the struggling Los Angeles Sparks. Minnesota whipped LA last Saturday in Minneapolis, 101-78. That game saw Lynx forward Anastasia Kosu of Russia score her first career WNBA points. It was only her fifth game, as the rookie says she's trying to get better every day.
You need to work in the practice. You need to take extra energy and power in this team, and after only in the game. Of course, I'm a young player and I understand it.
Kosu says having fellow Russian forward Maria Klundakova on the roster for the Lynx is great.
I'm happy because she's here and we can connect. Of course, we're teammates in Russia and we play together 3 years and we have good relationship, and I'm just happy she's here.
This is MNN Sports.